Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. There is a section in the Wall Street Journal called Notable and Quotable, and I generally find it either enlightening or downright important. In the most recent issue that I read, Joe Shoftell wrote for the Washington Free Beacon on July 17th the following. A coalition of 10 organizations has filed an ethics complaint calling for an investigation into whether senators and their staff committed fraud when they submitted applications to the Health Insurance Exchange in Washington, D.C. The Council for Citizens Against Government Waste led the coalition in filing the complaint to the Senate Select Committee on Ethics. The organization involved is calling for an investigation into whether members of Congress and their staff violated laws by claiming to be a small business in order to buy their insurance and qualify for taxpayer-funded subsidies. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as we know it, required that members of Congress and their staff enroll in individual plans through the health care exchanges created by this law. In open enrollment approached in 2014, members and staff realized that by enrolling and as individuals, they would no longer receive generous taxpayer-funded contributions to help pay their insurance premiums, as they had for decades under the Federal Employees Health Benefit Program. They would instead only qualify for subsidies if their household income was less than 400% of the federal poverty level. The group notes that the senators worked with the White House and the Office of Personnel Management for guidance on how to enroll in the Small Business Health Options Program in order to skirt any obstacles. On October 2, 2013, the Office of Personnel Management used a federal regulation to deem Congress a small business, despite its having more than 12,000 employees and dependents. These shenanigans make me sick, but they do remind me of the former IRS employees that were fired for incompetence and then rehired. Some of these rehired people owe up to $48 million in income taxes. The Heritage Foundation is approaching this incompetence by clearly identifying those interests who seek to enrich themselves at public expense. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that we need more private groups like the Heritage Foundation and the reporter that wrote this article to identify government waste and fraud at the highest level? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.